Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Arlington Park, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Gene McLean, the Grand Domo of all things relating to the Press Box and the rapidly coming together Louisville Thoroughbred Society, taking just a few moments here with us to talk about what's going on down at the Fairgrounds Racecourse in New Orleans. Gino, they are billing it as Santa Super Saturday.
Yeah, and if there's anybody that could probably fit that category, it would be me. I just need a white beard, and I could get on down there. And,
especially in New Orleans, right? You could do the New Orleans version of Santa.
Well, you know, you said offline, nobody does Christmas in Santa Claus like the old Mardi Gras faithful down there in the super city of New Orleans, and I'd have to agree with that. It's going to be a big day on Saturday out at the racetrack, but, anywhere Santa goes,
yes,
there comes a crowd.
You're a winner, right? And he always wins by a nose, right? That's the thing about Santa. Okay, so this Super Saturday, it is, 14 races on the card, begins at noon Central Time. Brad Cox has got 14 runners on the program. He's got a half-brother, I believe it is, to Monomoy Girl. And so we just want to talk about a couple of races because you're going to have all the info on the PressBoxLTS.com. But we want to talk about two of the 14. Race three, the $75,000 Letelier Memorial Stakes, 6 furlongs for two-year-old fillies.
You know, you say that so well. It's
Thank
like
you.
You've got a little
Cajun
Bayou right in there. You know,
either that or I'm just totally mispronouncing it, but
a little etouffee. Right?
Yes.
It was on your menu for Christmas,
yeah.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah, Judd Mutt Farm has a really nice two-year-old in here by the name of Taraz. Ran away with a very impressive in the debut effort at Churchill Downs. Going to be 2-1 in the morning line. It could affect just a hair from that. But in her debut, the two-year-old homebred daughter of Into Mischief set off an early pace and then just ran off from him. Went, a really good time in the 6.5 furlong distance for Florangerou. If there's a guy that should really be Phil right at home,
yeah,
down in New Orleans, it would be Florangerou. And, you know, he missed some time in the fall. He had a little injury to the storm, but he's back. He's riding very well. Brad Cox, is just a tremendous trainer, and he's done so very well with fillies. Buzzy Head, Monomoy Girl, he
uh-huh.
won with British Idiom, the two-year-old Breeders' Cup winner. So, he does so well with the two-year-old fillies. You've got to take a look. Taraz in this race number three, I'm going to let you pronounce it.
The Letelier. Letelier.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
All right.
I love it.
And let's take a look at race seven. It's also worth $75,000. The Bonnepaw Stakes, 5.5 furlongs on the turf for three-year-olds and up.
Yeah, and here's a horse that's really interesting. It'll be the first start for the Rigney Racing and Trainer Phil Bauer. Made You Look. Been installed as the 3-1 morning line favorite for the Bonnepaw. This horse won the With an Anticipation Stakes, a grade two up at Saratoga as a two-year-old, while under the very careful eye and training care of Chad Brown. Most recently finished second in a high-level optional claimer allowance over the Belmont Turf back in October. But this horse is really coming into to his own as well. Florangerou gets the riding assignment.
Yeah.
There's a horse in here, though, Buzzy, that I think we got to keep our eye on for trainer Joe Sharp, a horse by the name of Fast Boat. And, you know, we always want a Fast Boat, don't
yes.
we?
Fast, and Fast Boat won at Kentucky Downs, won at Keeneland.
Yeah. Fast Boat, you got it. And, you know, Adam Skitza, the Biscuit, has been named to ride Fast Boat. I'm going to go with a little bit of an upset Fast Boat with the Biscuit in the irons. Upset the Bonnepaw.
There you go, and that's a look at the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka and Arlington Park. Mr. McLean, between all your handicapping, between all your construction and everything, here's hoping that you have a chance to shut it down and that you and yours have a very Merry Christmas.
Well, you as well, Buzzy, and I want to take just a moment to tell you how much I appreciate all your efforts and time, and people don't understand, you've done this now, all, it'll be 4 years in the spring of 2020, and you've done it gratis, and you know, I can't imagine anybody in my life volunteering and providing the quality and the friendship that you've supplied over those years. And we go way back.
Yes, sir.
We're a long time friends, but I'll tell you, there's very few people in my life I love any more than Dave Baker.
You're very kind. I love you, my friend. Give everybody a hug, and you all have a Merry Christmas.
Like to see you up there in the big sleigh come December 24th.
Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
You'll have a shickle or two on Rudolph.
A shickle or a shekel, and we'll get the biscuit to come with us.
That's right. That's right.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas, friend.